Zing and everything in between. That ing you get when you're pressing play, binging and blockbustering. The ing you get when you're DSTV.
Now that's a way to make an entrance.
Get that ing with all sorts of packages to match your with DSTV.
Are you having trouble in determining your career choice? If so, don't hesitate to call us at Woodlands University College by enrolling in the following courses at Lusaka Campus in Ibex Hill Residential Area. Diploma in Clinical Medicine General. Diploma in Nursing. Degree in Public Health. Woodlands University College offers a conducive learning environment that comes with a well-stocked library to meet students' study needs. Our medical laboratory is well equipped to give our students an experience of a health facility.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Uza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, Vubui Council disembases 9.3 million in CDF for youth and community empowerment. CEEC recovers 28 million, launches new irrigation loans for farmers. In international news, National Guard in Washington, D.C. to be armed amid crime crackdown. And in sports news, Natasha Nanyangwe braces Buffaloes to victory. With the news in detail, my name is Adija Mbewe. In local news, Vubui Town Council has disbursed over 9.3 million kwacha from the 2025 Constituency Development Fund CDF for loans, grants, bursaries and skills empowerment initiatives. The disbursement includes bursaries for 173 secondary school students and skills training support for 198 youths. Additionally, 86 community groups received CDF grants, while 57 groups benefited from loans under the empowerment program. Officiating at the event, Eastern Province Minister Peter Piri urged beneficiaries to use the resources wisely and transparently. Piri also appealed to loan recipients to repay their loans on time to ensure sustainability of the fund and allow more residents to benefit. Speaking at the same event, Chief Pemba Moyo thanked the government for prioritizing development in his chiefdom. Meanwhile, Vubui Council Chairperson Vincent Mwale says that the Constituency Development Fund has transformed lives in the area. Council Secretary Professor Moses Mutioka added that many grant recipients are already making good use of the resources, contributing to local economic growth. Western Province Agricultural Coordinator Rodwo Mutanga says the region is on high alert following the reoccurrence of red locusts, which pose a serious threat to crops and food security. Mutanga confirmed to NAIS that Limulunga District has already been severely affected, with more districts likely to be impacted. He has urged all agricultural camp and block officers across the provinces, 16 districts to act immediately and report any sightings to help curb the spread. Reports of locust presence in Sikonga and Kalawo are still being verified. Meanwhile, Mongo District Agricultural Coordinator Christabel Kakumbi says that the government has already secured funds to train officers in locust management. Kakumbi further urged officers to submit timely and accurate reports to aid in monitoring and controlling the spread of the pest. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has reaffirmed its commitment to conducting a credible, efficient and inclusive mass voter registration exercise ahead of the 2026 general elections. The ECZ chairperson Mwangala Zalomas emphasized that the success of the upcoming voter registration process will depend on coordinated efforts across all stakeholders. She stressed the importance of professionalism, diligence, and integrity from everyone involved in the exercise. Her remarks were delivered by Western Province Registration Officer Nixon Kwapu during the official closing of the Provincial Electoral Orientation Program in Mongo District. The orientation was part of preparations for the 2025 mass voter registration exercise, which will run from the 13th October to 11th November, beginning with pre-online registration starting on 15th September. Still in local news, Ministry of Agriculture Principal Public Relations Officer Mbalewa Zulu says the exercise also targets input suppliers and agro-dealers under the Farmer Import Support Program, FISIP. Zulu disclosed that to enhance efficiency, transparency and accountability, the ministry is rolling out a new electronic Know Your Customer system known as EKYC. He says that the system will help verify the identity of FISIP beneficiaries, ensuring that only eligible farmers receive inputs. Zulu has since advised farmers to use active mobile numbers registered under their national registration cards and mobile money accounts to avoid delays. Meanwhile, the ministry says that farmers who sold at least 10 bags of 15 kg white maize or 7 bags of 40 kg paddy rice to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, but have not yet been paid will have 400 kwacha automatically deducted from their proceeds. Zulu explained that the deduction represents the farmer's contribution toward the 2025-2026 farming season and is aimed at reducing extra costs for farmers. Chief Justice Mumba Malila has called on boys and young men to prioritize education and embrace life skills that contribute to national development. Dr. Malila noted that despite the government's implementation of the free education policy, cases of lawlessness among young men are on rise. He attributed the challenge to limited counseling services and social exclusion, which have left many boys vulnerable. The Chief Justice was speaking in Lusaka during the Boys to Men conference organized by Dr. Rosia Siatwambo Foundation. Dr. Malila further urges parents and guardians to pay equal attention to the upbringing of boys, stressing that they too need care and guidance just like the girl child. Meanwhile, Foundation founder Dr. Rosia Siatwambo says that the conference provides a platform for young people to learn from the experiences of hardworking Zambians. Dr. Siatwambo emphasized the importance of instilling in boys the understanding that true pride lies in investing in education and engaging in productive activities. And finally, in local news, the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, has recovered 28 million kwacha in loan repayments during the first half of 2025. The funds, representing 71% of its recovery targets, are now being used to roll out new support for farmers. ECC Public Relations and Communications Manager Michelo Mukanta says that the commission had set a 30 million kwacha recovery target for the first 6 months of the year, with the agriculture sector contributing the most to the recovered funds. Mukanta adds that the recoveries have enabled CEEC to launch a new loan product aimed at supporting irrigation. He notes that the initiative will help farmers produce crops year-round, improving productivity and food security. Meanwhile, George Ngumbo, a farmer from the Nangoma area in Mumba District, is among the success stories of CEEC agricultural loans. Gumbo, who secured a 2 million kwacha loan in 2022, has since employed 15 workers at his once dormant farm. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
What's better than your bestie? A bestie who brings the hottest blockbusters to movies. Keep the kids smiling with the funniest cartoons and never misses